Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, your stunningly stubborn and stupendous student of stupidity, Ozzy V. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Stupid. But before we move on, actually, you know what? I'm going to intro these guys first. With me, as always, on this particular program, first is in the Northern Bay Area, Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, Ozzy?
I hate football, but that's for discussion for another time. That's a discussion for another time.
You know who doesn't also hate football?
South shut Park. Up, Todd. That's the producer,
this guy.
Todd, you heard. Okay, yeah, thank you, Greg. Your team played the Giants. Congratulations. Anyway.
Oh, not only that.
No, okay, yes, the fantasy. All right, with the scoring that I established, you're capitalizing on. That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. I'm so thrilled that you're enjoying that. Now, we heard from Todd as the jerk that made the comment about, you know, doesn't hate football, or the South Park characters referencing the Denver Broncos putting cardboard cutouts of the South Park characters in Sports Authority Field, which is actually, as much as I hate the Broncos, I actually love that idea. And there's one more individual, the man who usually has his hat on too tight over in the Dirty South, as he likes to refer to it, Dan. Say hello, Dan.
Hello, everyone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, first and foremost, before we move on, I don't know what to call it, actually. It's not necessarily a finale, as in we'll be taking next week off, and then when we come back 2 weeks from tonight, October 13th, we'll be rebranded. When we're rebranded, we're going to have stupid discussions about comedies, because I love talking about comedies. We're going to talk about comedies, and it'll be a good time, and we will tell you at the end of the show what film we're going to start out with, but that's going to be the end. Right now, I have a funny story about a commercial. We got Danny DeVito lines that I'm going to go over because Greg thought it was a fascinating observation that he feels I could play any Danny DeVito character. In addition to that, we'll have our stupid discussion featuring the film Biodome, and in our final draft in the history of KFWF Radio, we will have a movie franchise draft. Be a lot of fun, so let's get started first. Now, this is a commercial I saw for Independence University. I don't know if you guys saw the same commercial. It's an online school, and the online school commercial keeps giving these benefits to being online, right? And what happens at the end of the program? Call this number. No website was advertised for the online school.
Of course.
This is what makes me think we're in a TV show or a movie that's, or a simulation that somebody else is observing, is stuff like that. Like an online school that doesn't advertise with a website. Are you kidding? That's too much for me. Have you guys recently seen commercials? I know I'm springing this question on you, but have you guys recently seen commercials that are like that? Have a similar...
I don't know the last time I've seen a commercial.
So. Oh, well, DVR era. Yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, Todd, now you can agree, when you're editing something, you just have TV on in the background. You're not like, I'm not forwarding. I'm just going to let it go. That's exactly what happened in this situation.
Ah, okay.
So I apologize that I still watch commercials, but it's, you know, for stupid reasons. Come on. You know, I saw, and you know what? I'm going to put this YouTube link up in the description because I saw a commercial so stupid however many years ago. And the reason why I hate it so much is partially because it was for like Newport Beach Mercedes. So like their advertising budget should be like a little bit higher than what we got, because what we got was an image, a still image of the dealership at dusk, like sunset, and you saw the wording of the voice that you heard. I mean, did they have an intern do this, is what I thought. And I actually recorded it off the TV, because this was before I had a computer, so I didn't, you know, wasn't that fancy. So I just recorded it using my phone. I'm going to put the link up, because it was absolutely ridiculous. That was the laziest commercial I've ever saw in my life. Ridiculous. All right. So we're going to the Danny DeVito lines. Fantastic. I'm going to open up this host chat here. It's my first time seeing these lines. Dan, why don't you go first?
There you go.
and he let the cat out of the bag that this is from Batman Returns, Penguin's reprisal of the Penguin. Or rather, Danny DeVito's reprisal of the Penguin. The Heat's get it.
Take two.
You see, here's the thing is I feel myself just being a campy villain when I see these lines.
Do you need motivation? Just picture you grew up down there in the bowels of the sewer.
You don't think being named Osvaldo as a kid got me taunts of Oswald Cobblepot or Oswald Cobblepot?
There you go. Just picture those little snobs that did it and unload.
This is fantastic.
It's 2020.
The Heat's getting to me. Ugh, I'll murder you momentarily. But first, I'll need a cold ice drink of water. I believe the word you're looking for is ah. Hiya, Max. Remember me? I'm Fred's hand. You want to greet any of the other body parts? Remember, you flush it, I flaunt it. That's exactly what I think about when you tell me to remember those from then. Yeah, you can bleep that. It's the last show. I don't give a f-. All right, who's next?
It's
Greg.
You got a gusto.
All right. I actually, the one that I had first typed up, I'm going to save for last. But I'll go ahead and send you over this one. Tell me if you can figure out what this is from.
Huh. Okay. I don't know what it's from, but I think I could channel that type of Danny DeVito. Get that ugly, flea-ridden, stinking animal out of my garage and tell him to take his horse with him. I don't know what that's from.
Not bad. Not bad. And the next one is also from the same thing.
Okay.
So I'll send that as well. And I'll save my last one for after others go.
That dame is older than the continental shelf. Hold on.
That's about right.
Okay.
Now
these are cold reads, ladies and gentlemen. Cold reads.
Can you figure out what that is from?
Taxi?
Well done, Ozzy V.
Wow.
I'm on now fair. Now hold on. I don't want to take, you know, too much credit. First line mentioned garage. Second mentioned a continental. And I knew he was on Taxi. So what I figured at first with garage, and so when you said seconds from the same, I gave up. So was it those two? Did you have one more? Are you good?
I do have one more, but I want to save it for after others.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Todd.
Okay, here we go.
This is his line? Really? From what?
Oh no, it's all they're all him.
From where is this one from?
You can't really figure it out.
No, I thought we were doing Danny DeVito lines, and I see a line from John Lovitz, and then I see a line from Brian O'Halloran, and then I see a line from Owen Reigns. Those are, like, combining those doesn't make those a Danny DeVito line.
Oh, no, those were three different ones. I didn't know we were doing them separately. I did it like Dan, so I did all three. So I just wanted to see.
But these are DeVito lines.
I wanted to see if you just did what you normally do and read the teleprompter. And you did not.
Oh, no, so. I'm better than Ron Burgundy. Thank you very much.
I've seen you do it on other programs, so.
Shut up. Like we have a professional teleprompter.
All right, there's line one.
I'm going to pinch their dicks with this lobster.
Okay, do you know what that one's from?
I don't. It sounds like it's always sunny line.
Okay.
Fine restaurant.
The next line
fine
is
dining restaurant
is Charlie. Okay, I'll toss hot soup in their faces. So
I am watching them all. Like I'm watching like two every other day, so they're all like, you know,
it's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of episodes to take in.
See if you know this one.
Oliver, my father, used to say that a man can never outdo a woman when it comes to love and revenge. Based on the line, I want to say sounds like would be a line from because I saw it once and I don't remember it, but it sounds like it'd be from this movie, War of the Roses.
Correct.
Duh!
Nice.
All right. So I'll do my last one.
This is definitely a Frank Reynolds line. They say I can't drink on a plane. They say I can't bang on a plane. They say I can't be a doctor, a pilot.
That was a brilliant episode.
Have you got to that one yet, Ozzy?
Yeah, that was the Wade Boggs beer drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Oh, fun times. Well, that was fun.
Now, all right, I got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've almost forgot.
It's all right.
What do we got?
There you go.
I don't recall hearing this line, so I'm seeing it for the first time. It's pretty funny. I've been to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's a tower and it's leaning. You look at it, but nothing happens. So you look for some place to get a sandwich.
Yeah, I think he was a little more angry when he was saying it, but
with the lack of exclamation points, you know.
For sure.
Thank you, Todd, with the punctuation that helped me figure that out.
No, I should have.
If I can have another crack at it. I've been to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's a tower. It's leaning. You look at it, but nothing happens. So you look for some place to get a sandwich.
That's spot on. Okay. Anyone else? No. Any guesses what that's from? It's from Matilda.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the one line I was talking about is actually from the movie Twins. I know I recently referenced it, but I remember when I first heard it as a kid, I used to want to use this all the time. That's when he was getting a ticket because he was parked in the handicap spot. And the cop says, you don't have a sticker. He's, sticker? You don't need a sticker. Do I look normal to you?
It's about right.
I used to tell my parents, park in the handicap spot. And if somebody catches us, we'd be like, do I look normal to you?
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing.
Unfortunately, most of the lines I would have went with which Sunny episode with, I would have done. You probably wouldn't have been okay with reading them. It was the pageant episode, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though I am surprised, though, I didn't see any lines featuring the word whores.
You know what? I kind of feel like that was a dropping of the ball.
Yeah.
So that was the one.
Definitely.
I'm sure anytime you mentioned it, it was as well.
Precisely. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to move on to the first trivia question, first of final three. Now, this is going to be a 50-50 question. Might be a little easy to get the connection, and the connection I'm referencing is going to be a song after the question that's going to be played. It's going to have something to do with the answer. In this case, it might be a little closer connection than what you're used to. 50-50 question of the night is, according to the 2019 U.S. Census estimates, which U.S. city has the greater municipal population? Orlando, Florida, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Once again, according to the 2019 U.S. Census estimates, which U.S. city has the greater municipal population? Orlando, Florida, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Song you're hearing by Steely Dan, Do It Again. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer right here on KFWF.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water, and you'll fight till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border, and the mourners are all singing as they drag you by your feet, but the and they put you on the screen.
According to the 2019 U.S. Census estimates, which U.S. city has the greater municipal population? Orlando, Florida, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Song ahead playing Do It Again by Steely Dan to reference Steel, because the team that plays and the correct answer are the Steelers. The correct answer is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Also, interesting note about Pittsburgh. It was also the place central to the location of the film we talked about last week, Screwed.
Yeah.
And that was last week. If you want to check that out, you can check out last week's episode 27. But this week, our stupid discussion is featuring the film Biodome. Now, to kick off this discussion, I'm going to go ahead and read off the synopsis just in case you're unfamiliar. Bud, Pauly Shore, and Doyle, Stephen Baldwin, get simultaneously dumped by their eco-conscious girlfriends, Monique, Joey Lauren Adams, and Jen, Teresa Hill, in the middle of the desert. Needing a bathroom, the two friends enter what they think is a mall, but soon realize it is a high-profile, secure biological experiment. As they engage in a year-long battle with Dr. Faulkner, played by William Atherton, and the other scientists, Bud and Doyle are forced to confront the recklessness of their behavior. Watching it again, now I saw this movie in the theater, and watching it again at age, let's see, came out in 95. I was about 10, 11 years old, watching it now at age 36. I think I enjoyed it just as much because I remembered how stupid it was. And ultimately, that's why I liked it so much, is because it was so incredibly stupid. And you know what? To tell you the truth, I did not like Jury Duty when I saw it. But I loved this movie because it almost felt as though like this movie came with no expectations. Because here's the thing. So, because there was first Encino Man, which featured, the feature film debut of Pauly Shore, followed by that was Son-in-Law, which was really good. Then In the Army Now hit with a lot of people. It didn't really hit with me. No. But then Jury Duty was supposed to be like, you know, that was still in the, So once Jury Duty hit, it was almost like the second chance for people who didn't like In the Army Now, like so me specifically. So this felt like it wasn't a Pauly Shore movie like those were trying to be. It felt like Jury Duty and The Army Now were still trying to be Pauly Shore movies. This felt like just a stupid, two dumbasses, two twits from Tucson, as described as specifically one. Turned out to be college students, junior college students, that actually believed it was a mall.
I do want to point out one thing. This is his feature. This is his starring debut, I guess you'd say. It's his first lead because he'd done little. He popped up in Phantom of the Mall, Eric's Revenge, and some other little things. He has an uncredited cameo in Class Act, the Kid and Play movie. So.
Well, so starring role.
So interesting fact. Do you know who played Doyle's mom in Biodome?
Who's that?
That is Patty Hearst, the infamous Patty Hearst, who was kidnapped by the SLA and, depending who you believe, kind of helped them in terrorist acts. It's an interesting story.
Stockholm Syndrome. Interesting.
Awesome. Debatable. But yeah, that to a Pauly Shore movie. I'm not sure what's worse. I don't know.
Hey, who knows? Speaking of Stockholm Syndrome, like that's mentioned in the in Die Hard, one of my favorite movies of all time, specifically. There's a psychiatrist that's on the news anchor show. And I know it's random that I bring that up, but I specifically bring that up because of William Atherton. Dr. Faulkner, the antagonist and in the film, you know, he ends up going crazy. But what I found interesting is that he's constantly humming Ode to Joy. And Ode to Joy is very prominent in Die Hard. Like that song is so associated with that movie. Unfortunately, I didn't catch any commentary for Biodome. I'm not sure if they were allowed to do commentary for that.
I'm surprised you didn't go with something Walter Peck related, because Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah, good point.
You know, and with him in it, like he's this fantastic, like kind of villain kind of character that you love to hate. You know, and with the cast, like I thought I was going to really enjoy it again. I also didn't realize Kylie Minogue was in it. I didn't know who she was back then. But I gotta admit, man, it was tough rewatching it. Like I felt like, and I just watched Bill and Ted for the first time, you know, so older comedies, it's not as if I'm against them, because I thought Bill and Ted was fantastic. I felt like this was like, if someone who really liked Bill and Ted and really liked Kevin Smith, but wasn't a great director, came together and made a film, that this is what it would be. And it was just, it was rough. I don't know if it's my age, the age of the film. It had some funny moments, don't get me wrong, but it was...
It's incredibly, incredibly stupid. It has 4% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Here's how
screw Rotten Tomatoes.
Here's how stupid it was. Alec Baldwin told his brother Steven that doing this movie could end his acting career. Fun fact one.
You know, I will say that's not necessarily true, because Stephen Baldwin did appear. Was that William? Oh man, I can't remember. He did there. I thought it was. I'm pretty sure it was Stephen Baldwin and Lawrence Fishburne did a movie shortly after that.
Fled.
Go. Yes. So wasn't entirely wrong, but it didn't really help it, I guess you could say.
Such
did also have the cameo. Man. Let's not forget, this had the cameo featuring Tenacious D.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
just want to save some trees.
He had a brief theatrical career. There's also Posse, a great Western. So he had a handful of,
I'm going to give you a fact that I know that this is not going to be Greg and Ozzy, but Dan will get it. And if any of our regular for the other programs are listening, that the Biodome compound is the same set.
I think I know this.
I'll be impressed if it's the same one.
Well, it's the from the outside where they had the ceremony and stuff. It's the same lab from Twins.
That I don't know, and I can't be.
It's not your fact, but it is a fact. It's not the fact you were gonna. No, it is a fact. You go watch Twins, you'll see that same. I just referenced Twins earlier. I recently saw it. HBO Max. Hello, come on now.
I can't confirm that one, but
okay.
I'm not going to say it's not. Mine was, and this is when you wouldn't understand it. It is the same set as Dante Pharmaceuticals, just a coincidence, Ozzy, in the 1988 Joe Piscopo starring action horror comedy Dead Heat.
Great one.
See?
Oh, yeah. No, I love that one.
It's no Johnny Dangerously, but it's got the second best Joe Piscopo performance.
Pete Williams. Great film.
Okay.
Good. Why are we crapping on great cinema? Dead Heat?
No one crapped on Dead Heat.
And I made the joke as though I'd seen it. I wasn't negatively commenting on it. I still wanted to get back to Biodome. I didn't mean to take attention away from it. But I'm sorry, and maybe it's because I prepared myself. I knew what I was getting myself into, but I still thoroughly enjoyed it. But that's just me for stupid movies.
It's kind of timely right now too, with like a pandemic. I mean, the whole concept of it, I think pretty cool. I liked it when I saw it in theaters. I actually still like it now, and I didn't like the new Bill and Ted movie. So
this one... talking about the original one though, Dan. So. Keep up. Here's another. Did you guys notice the random cameo that is not an evergreen cameo, but maybe you'll remember it from 96? It features presidential brother Roger Clinton. He's the professor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I told you random trivia.
my favorite part, one thing that I've quoted over the years with the bird, no, I'm God. Mm. I want that hat.
It's the only one you're missing.
I'm going to make it.
I have one. I'll save it and let Ozzy be the columnist. I have one spoilerish related fact, but that's all it's called.
That's 1995, 25 years.
You're good.
It's over a decade.
Okay, yeah, well. Good. Okay, well, I just like to be cautious. During the final sequence with the remote controls and the exploding coconuts, the timers on the remote.
Anybody that just doesn't care, anybody that just didn't care, was like, I'm not going to watch this movie. Then the exploding coconuts with the remote. Yes, you heard correct.
You got to go one of two ways. Either like, no, I'm definitely not seeing this movie, or dear sweet Jesus, I need to see this movie right now.
And if you have a library card, you can go watch it on, I forget what it's called.
Hoopla.
Hoopla.
Hoopla. Hoopla.com.
Come on, say it right. Hoopla.
I'm not
going to
say it that way.
But the timers on the remote control and the computer sync up with the time in the film.
Oh, that's actually legit?
Yeah.
Oh, well, interesting.
Awesome. Yeah.
Greg, did you at least laugh when he was pissing into the waterfall?
I laughed several times. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's some great funny moments in it. But it was just rough as a movie.
Laughter does not exactly translate into great cinema.
Right, right.
Yeah, this one was one. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'd rather watch Son-in-Law any day. His last movie, I find. Out of the two, this is a hard feat to do. Stephen Baldwin is more annoying than Pauly Shore. Who got 100% nepotism into this entire business of film and comedy because his mama owned the comedy store or whatever. Yet still he was the likable one out of the two.
Okay. Another great scene is when he shows the bug guy the giant like glue thing where he killed all his
giant bugs. Fly trap. Yeah.
No.
That's pretty good.
There's some funny parts. I mean, it's not very consistent, but I spark one up, I think you'll have fun.
That's a fair point.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're quarantining, what else do you have to do?
Precisely.
We've all lived Biodome in a way.
All right. Viva Los Biodome. Fun movie. I'd say watch it if you want something stupid to watch. But if you hate stupid things to watch, maybe give it a pass.
If they hate stupid stuff to watch, would they be listening to this?
Well, stupid stuff to listen to and stupid stuff to watch are two different things, because stupid stuff to watch, if it's your first time watching it, you need to sort of pay attention. Stupid stuff to listen to is just on in the background, and you don't need to pay attention to everything that's going on. I mean, we might as well be in the background while somebody's vacuuming.
You should just start yelling at them.
I already yelled earlier with the Danny DeVito stuff.
I know. I just want to, hey, pay attention to me like you do normally when we're filming stuff.
How dare you? Moving on. Second trivia question is the topic of the NBA. What current NBA team was first established in Philadelphia in 1946? And played there from 1946 through 1962 before moving west. Once again, what current NBA team was first established in Philadelphia in 1946 and played there from 1946 through 1962 before moving west? Song you're hearing by 3 Days Grace is 1X. And we'll be back a couple minutes with the answer right here on KFWF.
Do you think about everything you've been through? You never thought you'd be so depressed. Are you wondering, is it life or death? Do you think that there's no one like you?
Current NBA team was first established in Philadelphia in 1946 and played there from 1946 through 1962 before moving west. Song you heard, 3 Days Grace with 1X. Reason being because the numbers were featured 3 and 1 and the 31st state into the Union is known as the Golden State. The correct answer, the Golden State Warriors. I didn't say these connections weren't going to be stupid, ladies and gentlemen. Wait till the last one. Oh, that's going to be a doozy. Oh, indeed.
Excellent.
All right, now, final draft of this KFWF radio series is going to be drafting major film franchises. In the current order we have set is going to be Greg, myself, Dan, then Todd. And we'll be picking in what's called a snake order. So after it gets to Todd, he'll have another pick and go back to Greg. And then he'll have 2 picks and we'll go back until we each have 4. So, Greg, who do you have first to take for the major film franchise?
This is a big one. The number one draft pick.
It is the number
it
one.
It really is a big one. And it's tough.
Kind of a big
deal. I don't know if this counts. Can I say the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
It's definitely a franchise.
Yeah. They kind of covers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I had to select the Thor franchise.
No, I think that established a new genre of massive, you know, because I don't think anybody's going to consider like, oh, the Iron Man film franchise or the Captain America film franchise. They don't consider those being those specific. They all consider that as being part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So
perfect. I will take it.
Well, Greg won this draft.
Pump your brakes.
Beg to differ.
There's a lot of good ones out there. This can go anywhere.
So for this one, I'm next here, and I have two that I want to choose, and I know that whichever one I don't take is not going to come back to me, and I'm just going to go with the one that's closer, near and dear to my heart, and that is the Indiana Jones film franchise.
Good pick. Nice. Yeah, no, that wouldn't have come back.
For sure.
All right. Oh,
man.
Well, these are franchises.
I'm sure they are, but I...
The Carnosaur Trilogy.
What franchise is Wang Wang in?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Wang Wang is not a part of a franchise. I don't believe I can pick Wang Wang's entire filmography, so that wouldn't count. So
there's no Wingiverse.
The Wangverse.
That's a whole different thing we can't talk about.
Yeah.
If he didn't die early, the Wangverse would be bigger than the Marvel universe for sure. Yeah, just
not in height. Not in height.
Not in height, but in quality. In quality. All right, so it's tough when you go franchises because sometimes you might have a good first movie and then it just sort of goes down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick a franchise that, in my opinion, has always had great films and in their own right, and that is the Evil Dead franchise.
Okay, that was near the top of mine.
Actually,
yeah.
It's not even that because it's four movies and three seasons of television.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if the TV counts, but yeah, four movies.
Got it.
And it's all golden.
Excellent.
Better if Wang Wang were in it.
All right, moving on, Todd.
I have one that might make Ozzy angry because I'm going to take his, and I'm going to be his boss. The View Askew Universe.
Dang it! Dang it! I was going to pick that first. I thought it would come back. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, so angry.
But you know what? You would have lost one or the other.
Yeah. I'd have been more of a thing losing the other. It's all right.
You know what? To be honest, I think you could have actually got picked the View Askew Universe first, because to be honest, I didn't even it didn't even register to think Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then, you know, Dan, I mean, come on. And then don't think Todd would have guessed that they're like, no, he would have gone probable. Something else.
It's probable.
I just see you put, you know, face palming and I'm like, man, if I could just put more salt in that wound, you know.
No, I understand, but all my focus has been on fantasy football and how
okay. All right, fine. Todd, no, stop it. Todd.
I get take. Okay.
Yeah, because we're doing the snake, so we go. Yeah.
Okay. Four movies and a cartoon series. The Toxic Avenger franchise.
There you go.
All right.
That was my Dan pick. And that's a little too mainstream for Dan, so.
I think I'm screwed. All right, Dan.
Oh, doesn't Todd get two?
He did. He did the View Askew and then the Toxic Avenger.
My bad. All right, gentlemen. Sorry. I love you. Whack. It's over. My next pick is the Ginger Dead Man series, which peaked with Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust.
Well, unfortunately,
that's what it peaked.
See, Dan kind of screwed up on this one. Because he should have done the Ginger Bongiverse, because that is two franchises, both franchises, Ginger.
I don't like
Ginger
the Dead Evil Man Bong films.
And Evil,
I have but taste. You know, why would I like Evil Bong? I like Ginger Dead Man, sir. I have taste. Killer Cookie, played evil, by Gary.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Ginger Bong, as in.
Well, no. There's the Evil Bong and the Ginger okay, Dead Man.
Evil, no, Bong like a. Like
yes,
a pipe
yes.
Bong.
Huh. It's a horrible movie that is hilarious and horrible.
It's got Tommy Chong. And there's seven of them.
I'm just curious, has there not been a spy movie called James Bong? The silence means there hasn't been, I guess. Huh. Copyright. Trademark Ozzy Venegas, let it be known. James Bong.
Bong. Ginger Dead Man, two James Bong. Of the crust. Add it to your list. It's the best one.
Okay, so Ginger Dead Man. It makes your picks, and now it's my turn. Now, what's frustrating is there's two in my head, and I know that whichever one I don't pick is not going to come back to me for sure. So I have to say I have to go with the one that never disappointed me, and I'm going to go the Nolan Dark Knight trilogy.
Dang it! That was going to be my next one, you bastard!
Like I said.
All right. Three of my picks gone already.
I do just want to say you probably could have said Viewaskew Universe first because we wouldn't have guessed the Marvel.
Yeah, I know.
Todd, would you have said Marvel?
Oh, yeah, that was on my... Oh, no, I would have.
You wouldn't have
said it. No, I thought about it, but that was just like a backup one.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have thought it. Yeah, okay.
There's a 50-50. Yeah. If he would have took Viewaskew Universe, I would have probably taken that one because that would have set the present.
No, just say that you wouldn't have taken
it. No, thank you. I feel a lot better now.
Okay. My bad.
Oh, man. All right. Dang it. Well, where to go now?
You can still take Evil Bong.
I'm so torn. No, I only watched the first one, and that's all I need to watch.
There's six more. Come on.
Like I said, good. man. I'm going to go... it's rough. I'm going to go with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise. No.
And honestly, the franchise would cover all five films.
I'll still take it. Because the later Michael Bay one wasn't as bad.
And that's the best compliment you can give a Michael Bay film.
True.
The Rock, come on.
Oh, where this next one goes. Oh, man. I got two on my list that I know won't make it back.
Yeah.
I just want to know which one will hurt Ozzy the most.
You can't do it. I got Indiana Jones, I got Batman. Yeah. Like I'm safe. You can take whatever you want. I'm good with anything right now that you can take. I'm bulletproof.
I got one to hurt Ozzy and Dan, so I'm locked and loaded.
Both of us.
Interesting.
Gosh. I think I'm just going to go with one that I loved growing up. I thought was fantastic. It predicted the future. It is Back to the Future.
That was the one.
I tried to bluff. I tried to play possum.
All right. That makes me feel better.
That pig disappeared like Biff Tannen getting out of the DeLorean.
Oh, man. Sorry, Ozzy.
Shut up.
All right. All right. Well, actually, this one's not that hard, to be honest. I'm going to pick George A. Romero's Dead franchise. The first three all classic films in their own right. And he basically created the modern day zombie.
So here's the thing. Here's a funny thing about when you're drafting. So there's an order. And sometimes when someone starts to talk out of line, you're like, they're going to say something. And maybe they'll pick one that I really want. And then I get to take my turn and steal what they have. But whatever Dan picks is not something that someone's like, yeah, I'm going to take that. So, Dan, it's not your pick. Oh, Ozzy, what would you like?
I'm glad I didn't do that with Ginger Dead, man. Damn.
I am taking George A. Romero's Dead franchise.
Well, it's a good pick, but I already got you.
It is. It was on my list.
I'll take it because you know that's what you're supposed to do in these situations.
You really should.
That's the best pick you've ever made. But I still got a gingerbread man. All right, my turn.
Yes, now it is
my herd and pick. Watch.
All right, so. I've got to pick this. Now, there are bad movies in this franchise.
It's the same one.
I'm going to take my favorite horror movie, Hellraiser.
Oh,
that was it.
Yeah.
Not what I thought.
That was my Hurt Dan pick. Damn it. I lost all my Hurt and picks.
So did you lost the one that was going to hurt me too? Was that the Back to the Future one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you got nothing that could hurt me.
Yeah. Excellent. I got one or two this round.
You get two.
You get two.
All right.
Well, screwed up. Would you have taken the Wang universe?
If there was three films, I absolutely would have. All right. Well, I could probably try to work both of these films on a technicality because they do eventually fight each other. And so that would make them a universe. I want the Freddy vs. Jason universe.
Okay.
No, okay, no fights.
No. I mean, you can take it. It's just that was a bad movie.
Well, he did,
but
I think he just wants all the others.
Yeah, I get how many movies, and I would disagree with that. That if you're a fan of both of those franchises, that was the only way it was ever going to work.
Okay,
read some of the old scripts, and you'll understand why that is the best movie that could happen.
No, that's okay. I'll take your word for it.
Now I'm like lost on the other one. I'm dumb, and I'm glad Dan didn't think of it to take it. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. So that's it. I'm done.
Okay, Dan, you got one more pick.
One more. All right. I know I'm kind of keeping with the horror theme on these. I'm going to go Armando de Osorio's Blind Dead franchise. Tombs of the Blind Dead being my favorite.
You going for like Blind Dead, Evil Dead, Living Dead? Was that the goal?
Kind of. I was like, all right, it goes with Ginger Dead, man. Yeah. By far the greatest killer cookie movie ever made. Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust, though. One's good. Two is better.
And who was next?
That would be me. And I'm going to take it because despite the recent disappointments I've had, it's still a very powerful entity when it comes to video games. So for that very reason, I got to take it. That is the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, good pick.
Right?
It's a good pick.
That one went later than I expected.
So when I hit the dark, when I was going the Indiana Jones franchise, I said, I don't think the other one's going to make it back to me. And I was talking about Star Wars. But then when it came back to me, what's Greg going to take? Greg's going to take either Dark Knight or Back to the Future.
I was expecting a Star Trek out of Dan. I mean, he loves those films and that series.
Oh, no. I think the subconscious of Dan saying that Star Trek is not equally as good as Star Wars, and that's why I didn't take it. But it's irrelevant right now. Greg, right now it is your turn for the final pick. What do you got?
First off, you would have been right. Dark Knight would have been my next pick. All right, I can talk about all of them because no one's picking after me, so this works out fine. You know, we could do such great, like, Land Before Time. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. Not gonna pick that franchise. But I would go an animated franchise because it's near and dear to me. Toy Story is a great franchise. I haven't picked that one yet necessarily. There's also possibly James Bond, a fantastic series. And that's tough. It's really tough for me to choose between those two. There's also the Red Curtain trilogy. I don't know. Does the Red Curtain trilogy count?
What's the Red Curtain trilogy?
So it's not really a universe. It's like Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet. It was all those movies that were like artsy, same director, but didn't really. I'm not going to count it.
Yeah, because in my mind, they would need to take place in the same world.
Understandable. Okay, all right. So, nix that one. I'm going to, because I've got so much action and everything going on already, I will stick with the Toy Story universe.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Ghoulies.
Ghoulies? Why? Dan?
Toilet monsters. I mean,
I'm surprised.
I have Buzz Lightyear tattooed on me.
I'm not surprised, but I kind of am, because everyone's catching up with 2 years ago. No one picked the Karate Kid franchise.
I thought about it. On my list because of the whole Cobra Kai thing. Also, right. Had I not picked the Dead franchise, I would have picked Die Hard.
And why was that not the one to hurt Ozzy?
He knew my pick.
Yeah, I walked away with a close bullet there. The only reason I picked Star Wars over Die Hard is for the reasons I mentioned, with it being just an ample and never-ending source for video game material and just a world you just can jump right into and buy everything.
I have a question. I had one that was on the border. Because that's why I asked.
Born in East LA was only one movie.
It was. But there is a Cheech and Chong-iverse. So no, but.
That's fair.
No, maybe that is the Bong-iverse. Tron. There's only two movies, but it is. There's video games. There's cartoons. There's a third film coming.
I mean, if you wanted to pick it, I wouldn't have argued it.
No, that's the only reason they didn't make it,
because there was only two films. Legacy set up for a new series of whatever.
The third one's coming, and everyone knows the only reason it got delayed because Disney found a different sci-fi franchise they kind of liked a little better.
Oh,
and bought it.
Right, good point.
So,
yeah, and speaking of the video games with Star Wars, I do have to share an amazing experience because I just got the Woozer Edge vest, which is a haptic feedback vest. Got to play.
Hold on a second. I'm so sorry, but I've seen photos of this, and just by saying it's a vest with haptic sensors on it doesn't do it justice. How many haptic sensors does it have on the vest for the front and then the back?
So the haptic feedback vest has 6 total sensors on it. It's got 2 on the chest, 2 on your sides, and 2 on the back. So it's a surround system that it's intense. It really is an awesome setup. But I've tried a few different things with it. Playing the Vader Immortal game in VR is one of the craziest experiences. Like when you can see Darth Vader coming up to you and like the ships that are coming by, you can feel the vibration of them. And then when he like turns on his lightsaber, you feel it like that. Whoa, like go through your whole body. It's nuts. And so the Star Wars franchise has really capitalized on some fantastic stuff. And I think this Woozer Edge has really, really even made it even more of an experience.
Not a sponsor.
Todd wants to experience that lightsaber himself. Flow through your body, Todd.
All right, so we got one final trivia question. This is going to be in the topic of TV. from 1983 until 2010. An episode of what TV series remained the most watched television broadcast in American history, passed only in total viewership in February 2010 by Super Bowl 44. Once again, from 1983 until 2010, an episode of what TV series remained the most watched television broadcast in American history, passed only in total viewership in February 2010 by Super Bowl 44. This is going to be the last song I'm going to play here, pretty much like the last song. I picked a fun one. It's a cover of sorts of Chemical Plant Zone by The Consuls. I'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer right here on KFWF. From 1983 until 2010, an episode of what TV series remained the most watched television broadcast in American history, passed only in total viewership in February 2010 by Super Bowl 44. Song I had playing was a cover. It's Chemical Plant's owned by the Consoles. Greg, did you have a guess on this?
I do have a guess. I do have a guess. All right, so Chemical Plant Zone, I believe, was a theme song from the video game Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog was a game on the Sega Genesis that I did not have as a child because I was poor. And so because I did not have it, I was left with pen and paper. And that pen and paper, sometimes, because at the time I was in elementary school, I'd play the game MASH to find out if I was going to live in a mansion, apartment, shack, or house. And that is why MASH is the correct answer.
Are you mocking me?
If that's not the answer, I mean, that
it should be now.
That. Are you mocking my connections? You're mocking my connections? You're like, oh, whatever. Well, by the way, if I was going to do that, I'd personally play Cash. Casino, apartment, shack, or house.
Hey, there you go. There you go. You know, I have to try to think like you, you know, so it's not, I wouldn't say mocking, but trying to play the game.
Ooh-ah. I don't like your tone.
If he could have connected Wang Wang and MASH.
All right, here's the connection. All right. Because the Chemical Plant Zone is from Sonic, the Sonic the Hedgehog sequel, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which featured a new ability. That ability was the spin dash, and dash rhymes with the correct answer, MASH. Yeah. I told you it was going to be stupid. I said earlier, oh, wait, the last one's going to be really stupid. I gave a warning. So
Greg's was better.
Greg's was ridiculous. This isn't we're not holding this up to a vote.
I vote Greg.
Greg.
But
this is not a vote. Not holding up to a vote.
But I'm draft champion, so that's cool.
Okay. Anyway, we gotta get out of here. Any final thoughts you guys got?
See Ginger Dead Man too.
And if anyone's a draft champion, the person who's won the last 2 weeks would probably be more the draft champion, especially when it comes to fantasy football.
Regular football, you guys play the Giants, all right? And the Jets. You play the Jets, then the Giants. Don't hang your head off of back-to-back victories from the Jets and the Giants. Not even Jets and Giants. No, listen. Not even Jets and Giants fans would say, hey, whatever. Come on.
I've never done fantasy football. I've got to ask, since it's fantasy football, are the Raiders like the Patriots?
Speaking of the Raiders and Patriots, that happened today. How did that go?
We all know how it went, Greg. This is not a sports program. We're recapping scores.
Well, I wanted one more segment of, like, make Ozzy mad. So, you know.
Even without Tom Brady.
It doesn't even feel like a segment. It just feels like my daily life.
I almost spit my beer on the computer.
Thanks, that would have been really funny. Well, those are pretty much my final thoughts as well. But I will say, as I mentioned, we're going to take a break next week. And when we do come back with that next episode, we're going to have a stupid discussion about the movie Repossessed. And we'll go on consecutive weeks from there. We're going to have a discussion following that week. It'll be Gremlins 2, The New Batch. And then the week after that, right before Halloween, we'll have a discussion about Dracula Dead and Loving It. So it'll be a good time. Feel free to check us back out on Tuesday, October 13th. Until then, have a great night. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
For Greg, Dan, and Todd, and I'm Ozzy V. Have a good night.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't you see? and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, save the dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Dance, well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. We'll save the dance. We'll save the dance. We'll save the dance.